Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda.
And when he is out of Radhika, then he is with the Dwarka queens. He become
Manda Mohita.
Manda Mohita.
Controlled by Cupid.
Cupid. Then he controlled by
Cupid. But he can't enchant Cupid without Radharani. Not Mother Mohan without her. Because she's Mother Mohan Mohini. And she makes him Mother Mohan. And otherwise, he's Madan Mohitam.
Madan Mohitam.
Govinda Ramit himself. He's controlled by Cupid.
Cupid controlled him also.
Because he fulfills all the devotee's desires.
And he has to do that. Huh? Even the Chandravali group, he goes Madan Mohitam.
Yeah.
Is Mohan?
Well, Mohan means to bewilder. Mohitam means to be bewildered. Well, one is to bewilder other, and the other is to be bewildered. Mohan, you are bewildered. Mohitam, you are bewildered. That's why she's Madan Mohan Mohini. She bewilders him. And because he's bewildered by her, then he's able to bewilder Cupid and all others. He is enchanted because of the effulgence of Radha. Her light effulgence reveals him. Like on a stormy night, when it's dark, you don't see the storm clouds. Don't see stars, anything. But if there's a flash of lightning, you can see those clouds. Everything is there. So, because of her. And it's also said in Govinda the Lamrita that he is being drowned, crushed with lusty desires. And he's fulfilling everybody's wishes. But when she gives her mercy, and this is in the morning, because in the morning she takes a bath in compassion. Well, this is her compassion to Krishna, is that she makes him able to bewilder others. Now he can bewilder others. And she takes a bath in the Yamuna with one manjari, and all her clothing is removed. Krishna is up in a kadamba tree and sees her form. Then this is her compassion. Because he has this darshan, he becomes Madan Mohan. Otherwise, he's Madan Mohita.
Madan Mohan means him and the builder.
Cupid. Yeah. Then he becomes transcendental Kamdev because of Radha. Because Balaram gives him this form. Krishna's form comes from Balaram. But Balaram is following Lagini Shakti. What forms he gives depend upon her. And Krishna's desires depend upon her. Actually, Radha Tattva is the controlling factor. She's the controlling factor. The purpose, the why, what and how is Krishna and Balaram. But Radha is why. She's actually the why. Amazing. Huh? That's why I said if you know Krishna, you know everything. And she knows Krishna. Others don't know. They know, but she makes known. What she reveals can be known. If she doesn't reveal,
yeah,
you
won't. Yeah, that's about Paramilita.
That's amazing about her. And in this commentary, Baba was explaining how Lord Brahma came to Krishna in Braj Lila, you know, chapter 14 of the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, his prayers. He tells Krishna, we demigods who control the 11 senses, including the mind, we have no experience of you through our senses, through these senses. We cannot experience you. But through the senses of your associates, our senses become enlightened. Through the senses of your associates, Lord Brahma tells Krishna, through the senses of your associates, we can know something about you. This is why, if you're truly a lover of God, you have to follow the associates. Because they're the ones who know Him. They can reveal Him. Because the mind and senses will never know. The transcendental mind and senses of the associates, they know. They have connection. So all these things were discussed this morning. Very interesting. Verse 24?
Same thing, 24.
24.
All 5. So deep, cannot, we are discussing very deep. Then that after that, nothing to discuss. Listen, I said, Maharaj, you will tell.
Yeah.
Wow. It was so in. In your sorrow. Without this listening, bhava will never come. Mm-hmm. Other business, forget in this time. Use this time for everyone my request. And record it. Very special. Radhe. Good. Without mercy of Brajavasi senses, we cannot understand. Brahma cannot understand, all Devi Devta cannot understand from their consciousness. Radha and Krishna have exchange of Brahma. Because they cannot become like that. But we have only mercy that we can feel that. Because we have no qualification.
Raga Nuga needs to follow the ragatnik that has the mood you like.
And we have to follow the senses more. The senses are more divine and spiritual.
Lord Brahma realized that and told Krishna, by following the senses of your associates, we can know you.
Read that line.
I read that, yeah, very wonderful verse.
They will not believe us.
Lord Brahma prayed.
Again coming senses. Maybe my senses and him. I didn't know this is a spiritual sense. Govardhan. Bhavan.
Yeah. How to increase them? They only go so far.
How to increase the sense desire? Yeah. Is Govardhan.
Mind and senses are limited. But how to increase? They're limited. They only go so far. They have their limit. It's finished. Lord Brahma, no one has senses or a mind
our
in the universe greater than His. Adi Guru. Adi Guru. First Guru in the universe, Brahma. He told Krishna in the 14th chapter, verse 33, 10th canto. We 11 demigods, these are the principal ones, of the senses, relish your sweetness through the senses of the people of Braj. And in this way, we are also blessed. Nice verse.
Oh, yeah, man.
We 11
demigods of the senses. They are the controllers of the senses. The mind. We relish your sweetness through the senses of the people of Braj. So that means that the senses of the people of Braj are beyond the senses and the mind of Lord Brahma and the controlling demigods, the rulers of the universe. The people of Braj are greater than the rulers of the universe because they relish Krishna's sweetness. And by associating with them, we can know Krishna's sweetness. That's why I love that Pramsam book, because Radharani is telling Krishna as a goddess, become my friend. Because as a Brahmani, as a goddess, you will never know me. Brahmins cannot know the Lord. No Brahmin will ever know the Lord. Even though they're called Brahman, because they worship Brahman. But they don't know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That means that aspect of the Absolute Truth that is graced with the compassion of Radhika. Because when Radhika gives her compassion to the Supreme Lord, he becomes Rajendananana Shama Sundara Swayam Bhagavan. Everything. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead because of Radharani's her mercy. It's amazing. So the Braj Bhasana, there are the people who are connected with him when he's
from the his
topmost form, topmost mood, would be bewildered by Cupid. So the demigods are bewildered by Cupid. Everyone bewildered by Cupid. And then the Govinda de Lamrita says, I read the Sanskrit because it's full, great. The Govinda de Lamrita, the Sanskrit rich with rasa. Yeah. It's dripping with rasa. The words that are used are only applicable in that combination to Radharani and her lila with Shamsundar.
Hello, Sasu Kahale
says, Ratha Sange Yada Bhati Tada Madan Mohan.
Tumko miss kar rahe
hain. Tada Madan Mohan.
Jaldi aane ka koshish karna.
Anyatha Vishwam Hopi Swayam Madan Mohita. When Krishna shines with Radha, he enchants even Cupid. But otherwise, he himself is enchanted by
Cupid.
What is the last thing that he is enchanted by Cupid? Well, he's controlled by the desires, love of his devotees, controlled by love. He had to reciprocate even with Kumsa in Mathura.
Again, read that, Maharaj. It's so beautiful that you have to again read these lines. How much we are listening 10 times, but when we listen again and again, it's becoming more beautiful. New things are coming.
Govinda Vilambita.
The Manjaris are giving massage to Radhika. Krishna is sitting up looking. Krishna said, don't say my name that I am looking.
Don't tell her I'm here.
I'm here. I want to see Radhika when you are doing massage. He promised.
Yeah.
Manji said, and she is doing massage and giving the feeling that Krishna is doing massage. It's full of love.
And the commentary brother states that that Manjari knows exactly how Krishna's hands feel when he massages her. And so this Manjari massages Radha with Narayan oil exactly in the same way. And Radharani is in trance being massaged by Krishna.
She is feeling that Krishna is doing it.
Yeah.
Ah. And the river thing.
Before bathing in the river. Yeah.
Going and embracing to the river because of the Jamuna, this blue color.
Yeah.
Dark color.
So
bathing to the Krishna in the water. And Krishna is touching all the limbs in the form of Radhika. Inside Krishna, outside Krishna. In her heart is Krishna. And outside, even the water becomes Krishna for her. Wow. Huh?
Yeah. Prabhupada's explaining also here many things in this commentary there. How Krishna is reciprocating with the lusty desires of the gopis. And even the ladies of Mathura that have lusty desires for them. Described the Bhagavatam, the 12 rasas that were there in the wrestling arena when Krishna and Balaram entered. All these moves. How is it that a devotee can have yoga with Krishna with lusty desires? Here's how. Sri Krishna has lusty feelings. And they arose in him when he saw Sri Radha's limbs. He has been These lusty desires arose in him. And this is why her divine body is called Ananga Jivana. She's the life of Cupid. She gives. Cupid gives lusty desires to all because of Radha. Krishna has lusty desires. And Radharani makes that desire to fulfill his lusty desires come into the hearts of all of her expansions, all of any other jiva that has desire to serve Krishna with lust. There's a meaning of it. She is Ananga Jiva. She's the life of Cupid. Because she is Adiras, or Madan Mahabhar, bewilders, is the cause of Cupid. She is the cause of Cupid, of cupidity itself. Lusty desire as a yoga with the Lord is because of Radha. That's why it's called Adiras, the original mood. Because she is the highest principle of the absolute truth. The highest principle of the absolute truth is her. And Krishna is called the supreme personality of Godhead because she directs that at him. That he should taste this. This makes him the supreme person.
This makes him to
supreme. Makes him supreme person.
Because of the Radhika.
Yeah.
Is it
that's why the Shastra says she's called Ananga Jivanam. She gives life to Cupid. There's no Cupid without her. Sri Krishna can only be glorious as the transcendental youthful Cupid of Vrindavan because of Sri Radha's sweetness and beauty. Otherwise, his glories are totally baffled. Whatever he's capable of, all he can do remains undone. Remains undone. It cannot be come out. It cannot be fulfilled. He cannot experience this Ras without her. She's the pleasure-giving potency, Vandini Shakti. Because desire has no form. It's just there. She gives form. She makes that possible. Now, you know, form comes from Sandini Shakti, Balaram. So how does Balaram know what forms to give? All by the direction of the Ladini Shakti. Because every form in the spiritual world is as it is made of praying. And because her mood is the topmost mood, then all spiritual forms, which are made of mood, transcendental mood, are directed by her.
And Baladev, you said also Baladev was involved in that giving the form?
Yeah, as I said, he gives form. But how does he know what form to give? When in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Krishna and Balaram are walking through the forest in Vrindavan. And Krishna says to Balaram, oh, you have done such a wonderful job. This is perfect, perfect place for our pastimes. How does he know what it should look like? What it should be there? Because this will be the perfect vehicle or the perfect platform for Radha. So Jiva Goswami explains on these verses in the Bhagavatam that Radharani makes Vrindavan a playground. Otherwise, it is beautiful, very nice, and it looks like that because of her. Because when she comes, then the play can begin. Then the leela can happen. All transcendental pastimes come from her. She's the pleasure-giving potency. And everybody, all the rasas come from her. Any mood that any jiva has, any swarup that any jiva has, is initiated by her because their bhav, their praying, originates from her. In Brihat Bhagavatamritam, Radharani sends Gopakumar into the world to bring one cowherd boy to the spiritual world for Krishna to play with. Radharani is telling Gopakumar, bring that boy. Krishna wants to play with him. She's actually the guru of all. She's Krishna's guru. Balaram's guru. She's everybody's guru. Because that whole, she's the pleasure-giving potency.
Ananga Mangari is Radha.
Yes.
She's the guru.
Yeah.
Radha. Originally, she.
Why is there guru? Because Radharani is expanding. She's giving us compassion. She's expanding so that Krishna can taste everything separately, individually, with all emanating from her. That's why there are so many jivas, so many moods, so many forms, unlimited pastimes. It's all flowing from her.
Jamuna is the flow, river. Morning she takes baths there. After a while, massage.
But first, before the massage, the maidservant undoes her braid and opens up her hair. Because it's said that every hair on Radharani's head is her ability to please Krishna in all those ways. Every hair is another way that she can please Krishna.
So, everything is made of that. Manjari is increasing the full completion of Radhika
yeah.
and Krishna also at That's the right. same time. By looking at her, he is excited. Going in the bath with very less clothes, she is embracing. That was the big compassion.
Yeah. Because he needs this. The gopis are there to satisfy him, to please him. They have selfless love. In the Ras Lila, Krishna played his flute. Before Radharani came, Krishna is speaking to all the gopis that came. And he's saying, oh, it's dark out here, many dangerous animals. You should go home to your husbands. Many dangerous animals. You should not be here, but you have come. You have seen the forest at night. How beautiful. Now go home. The gopis got angry and they said, you called us. Obviously, you need something. What do you need? This is Ladini Shakti speaking. That's for Ladini Shakti. They tell him. His desires are not the controlling factor. Because his desires, as we just heard, arise from her. She makes them come in him. Krishna has lusty desires because of Radharani. Otherwise he doesn't have it. All the rasas are possible because they're within Radha. You say, right, that the gopi bhav contains all the other rasas? Which gopi has the highest gopi bhav? Madanakya Mahabhav is Radha. So, Lord Brahma gives the hint. Through the senses of the people of Braj, we can relish your senses, your sweetness. And out of all the Brajbasis, Radhika is topmost. And his sweetness comes from her. Yeah. So even Lord Brahma, he doesn't know this. It's not in their mood. This is why they cannot get this.
How we can understand
yeah.
without the
Swarup.
Brajavasi association.
Yeah.
Because who is in Radha Dasyam, they yeah. are the Brajavasi.
Uddha could not get.
Yeah.
Because Radhika didn't give. She didn't give, so he doesn't have it. He cannot go there. She did not give.
Radhana Sudhanidhi. Yeah. Is a nidhi yeah. of Radha Rasmi.
Great ocean.
And Vilas Kusum Manjali is a practice in to listen in Manjali Sarup.
Yeah, to awaken that.
Awaken.
Yeah.
Without Vilas Kusum Manjali, Sarup cannot come up.
Because Radhana Das Goswami is giving. He's giving it. That it awakens. I am awakening this in you.
Even. You have no idea. If you listen, you will get the idea and it will start your practice.
Exactly. As the Loba has purpose.
Right.
It has purpose. It's not just greed for nothing. It's very specific.
And when you come in these two books, then what book you require?
Yeah.
It means you have no Radha Nishtha and no Sarup Avish desire. You cannot touch other things. No. Means I realize my Sarup, it's not possible. You have to realize more deeper and deeper.
क्या नहीं है
सेवा में Jai Radha. Kitna doodh ho raha?
Doodh aata hoga abhi 14 liter.
कल नाला उठी करेगा तुम्हारा ये ना देश के पापा कैसा
कृष्ण काम दे ट्रांसेंडेंटल क्यूपिड बिकॉज़ शी गेव हिम दैट कैपेसिटी
गेव हिम
शी मेड हिम ट्रांसेंडेंटल क्यूपिड. But you see, she's still controlling him. He's transcendental cupid, definitely. Kamadeva. Kamadevaya. She made him that. That's why in Kam Gayatri, Radharani says, I am known through Kam Gayatri.
Kamadevaya, I'm giving you Kam.
I give you this position. She making him Kamadeva.
Isn't
that amazing?
Bring Kam Devaya. I am giving you.
Yeah. And then she makes all her expansions, the Kaya Vyuha expansions, to give him a kingdom. She gives him the crown, and then she gives him subjects.
And when she gives subjects without her, then he becomes what you say?
Madan
Mohitam. When he knows Sri Radha, so he becomes Mohit with Mother.
Yeah. She's Madan Mohan Mohini. He's Kamdev, definitely. But then she controls him. She makes him beg, weep, try to serve. Krishna's topmost desire is to be Radharani's maidservant. That's his topmost desire. That's why Manjari Baba is the highest. When the Manjari see that he's approaching her, that he wants to serve her like Deja. And that's why Manjaris love him. And that's the Krishna they keep in their heart. Is that one who wants to be Kinkari?
Pura mein ho gaya.
He wants to be Manjari.
Main building ho. Ye pura building. Ye pura
building Manjari. That's the truth, isn't it? When he's controlled by her. And all the Manjaris, they want to see that Krishna who submits himself to her.
Hoga.
And what's he going to do?
So
he's at her feet. Do we know any persons that serve her feet? So when he comes to her feet, he looks to them. Is there her expansions? They know everything about
her.
So he takes his cue from the nation. And he cannot rule there. He's not the king. Now he's the consort. She's queen. Now he's consort. In the Kunjas, he's consort.
The beloved
of the king. Whoever has the crown, they may have a husband or a wife, lover, they're called consort. I said that Lord Narayan, his consort is Lakshmi. The demigods, they have their consorts. And Shastra says that Radharani is a consort of Krishna. This is for general description. In Kunj, he becomes consort for her.
This is actually the first thing he can learn about. Is also not that I am a servant of Radharani, who has
we see him as her love. She's Vrindavani Shri. Sunjeshwari. Sunjeshwari, the queen of the kuns. Yeah? And he's her lover. You see, he's the consort.
Consort is another name.
Yeah, well, we call him mother. We say Radha mother. Mother means that he's the consort of Radha. Lover of Radha. Radha's lover. You see her supreme position. But who can know that? Who can see that in her? She's hidden. Even the Brajbasis don't know this. This is something the Brajbasis do not know. This is why this is a hidden mood. Brajbasis have the closest connection to Krishna. She controls him. Because to a Brajbasi, Krishna is superior. But to Radharani, he's consort. She says he's mine. Right? And she sees herself as controlling him. He's mine. My possession. My
normal life, those 3,000
persons. Krishna's comrades, Krishna revealed this. Who revealed this first? It was in book form like this. Was it Krishna's comrades, Krishna?
Rupa Goswami. Rupa and Radhana, and then Krishna's comrades wrote after them.
After Rupa.
But actually, the first book written by Ani Goswami was Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatam. That was the first book. And it said that all the books of the Goswamis are to explain and elaborate the Brihad Bhagavatam. Because in that Brihad Bhagavatam, you see that Radharani is sending her associates into the material element as gurus. Yeah. And it said that Krishna says that you should know I am the Acharya, I am Guru. All gurus are me. But how did he get that position? From her. She made him able to do that. Because he's controlled by her.
Yeah.
Right? So if you have a position, like Lord Brahma is the Lord of the universe, he got that position from Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. But, and Garbhadakshaya Vishnu got his position from Mahavishnu, Mahavishnu from Shankar, etc. On and on it goes. But, and then Krishna, he states that I see no one equal to me, only Radha, and she is greater than she might be. So whatever Krishna is doing and desiring, and the purpose of this world, the material world and spiritual world, it all is based upon his devotion to her. This is why Lord Brahma says, by your associates we can know you. That's why if we approach God without taking shelter of his associates, we'll never really know him. We won't be able to connect. And as we were discussing yesterday, you can see in any religion in this world that does not accept and follow the associates of God, his personality, not to speak of his associates, they're not successful. A saint is a person who does this. Saint Francis reminded the Pope of that. When he went to the Pope in Rome, St. Francis reminded the Pope of the heart of Christianity. as to be one of his people, to be one of his people, of Jesus' people. And that's why the Catholic Church sees Mary the topmost. It's the closest they get to Radha. There's two queens in Vrindavan, Yashoda and Radha. The Catholics call Mary the Queen of Heaven. Yeah? And she is. Yashoda is the Queen of Braj. Vrajeshwari, all of Braj. But Radha is Vrindavan. And it was Krishna that insisted that she should be crowned, coronated as Vrindavan. That's why that Madhav Mahotsav, where she is crowned, the big Abhishek is performed. All the ladies of Raj were there. The demigoddesses came. And they all performed this Abhishek, which went on for long time. And then she was crowned Vrindavanation. And it was Krishna's idea, because she's actually the ruler of Vrindavan. Krishna is the ruler of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is ruled by a queen, Radha. It's her supreme abode. She says, Vrindavan is not different from my heart and my mind. It is her heart and mind. She told Krishna in Kurukshetra, Vrindavan is not different from my heart and mind. Is Krishna called Vrindavan Aishwar? Not the king of Vrindavan, because Vrindavan doesn't have a king, it has a queen. She has a consort named Krishna. She's queen. It's amazing, isn't it?
I have this question or this idea that Krishna.
He's
giving this to
Radha,
but from you, it is not like that.
He wanted that she should be recognized. Well, because the devotees of Krishna don't understand Radha. Lord Brahma said, by your associates we know you. So if you don't know Radharani, if you're not one of her associates, then you'll never know how superior she is. She told Krishna, the skies of the goddess, that picture, frame some foot. You have to become my friend, then you can understand. She's a secret. Kishori Leela. Call it.
Radhe Radhe. How are you? Good?
Mundane Cupid cannot live in Vrindavan. But it's said Krishna has lusty desires. So these are transcendental desires coming from Radha. And the gopis that have this mood for him, he's controlled by that. In other words, only by Radha. They're all her expansions. All gopis are her expansions. All her moods, some part of it. This is why the lusty mood in Braj, transcendental mood, is pure. There's no selfish interest in it, no self-interest, selfless love. It cannot be understood intellectually. It's beyond the mind and senses. That's what Lord Brahma is telling. Us demigods that control the 11 senses, we don't know your sweetness.
We cannot understand. Up to Krishna, everybody can understand by mind.
Yeah, yeah, it goes Gyan. Krishna tells him about the beginning, of the topmost are the Gyanis. He tells him, the topmost are the Gyanis. Because that's his, for him, that's true.
Not for Radhika.
She bewilders him. Gyan is confounded.
Satyanarayan was sitting there. I went to Vishwananda meeting. So he also come. But personally, he comes Satyanarayan to sit here to me. Then he start again talking about Prabhupada subject that Jiva is coming from Krishna and he is rejecting this issue and telling that he is coming from Tathastasakti. It's Brahma or something. He talks on this, all details on this. I say, you are also right.
Yeah.
And Prabhupada is also right. He was like this. He said, how you say Sadhu Maharaj? Everybody except me. I said, Prabhupada is right because from Brahma where he is coming.
Yeah.
Anyone, you say from where he comes. I don't want to know which Shakti you want to say from where he comes. From Supreme.
Yeah. What about that? Vishnu?
Yes. And Vishnu from where is coming? And Narayan. Narayan from where he is coming? Then Eve from where is coming?
Oh, to Swayam Bhagavan.
So he said like this, all details nobody will understand. Why not you understand this automatically, it will be clear to you. I said, why you make rejecting Prabhupada's words? Why? I don't understand that, but I respect you also and to him also. And I think you understand this. He said, the original source is Krishna for everything.
Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam.
So what is the issue of this for creating conflict with this? Because you don't understand this link. You are doubtful in this link because you are thinking up to Narayan only. Yeah, 100%. Why not? So Prabhupada is thinking Krishna and you are up to Narayan, so you doubtful. It's going upper than Narayan. Vishwananda, all they wake up like this. I said, the original source is Krishna. This is Krishna, up to Krishna subject. And when he gives Buddhi Yoga, then you understand more higher than this. But his intelligence he gave to understand, then you understand. Then the last word of Bhagavad Gita, you see, is all sources. She is the source. Pleasure giving potency. To make him supreme.
Yeah.
So,
Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Why?
So, Bhagavan.
Why is Krishna Swayam Bhagavan?
Why?
Why is Krishna Swayam Bhagavan? All Shastras said, of all the avatars, he's Swayam Bhagavan, the original. Why? Because he got mercy from Radha.
Yeah.
So he's the original. He's the first one from the source. Everyone says, oh, Balaram was the first expansion. Oh, whatever. You know, if you, like Narada Muni shows points on a circle, you can start with one.
Balaram is the expansion of Radhika.
Yes.
Because this is the Aladini Shakti's internal potency generate the Bahiranga Shakti.
Exactly.
This is her Shakti. Antaranga Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti.
She is Shakti.
Shakti. Shakti, Shakti can expand herself.
Shakti Shaktiman.
Shakti. And he's Shaktiman. How from him expansion will come?
Yeah. He's Swayam Bhagavan. Why? Because Radhika makes him supreme. She wants to do this. This is her desire.
So Radhika never leave Krishna. And when Krishna leave and escape, then he become Narayan. It's where she lives.
Yeah.
Out of Vrindavan. You say now that he become what the line?
Madan Mohit.
Madan Mohit. Mohit, he become Mohit with the other Cupid.
Yeah. Even transcendentally, he's controlled by love. This is his nature, to be controlled by love. And Radhika is the source of this love.
This is the source.
She's the source of the love. And she is. She Prem Sarupini, the very form of Prem.
Indirectly, Krishna Mohit because she is Radhika in love.
The Vrajbasis know him. They don't know her. This is a very private thing, to know her as she is. Very select, secret.
Is that the same thing in Vedic culture, that the husband, when they're outside the house, the husband is always prominent?
Yeah.
It's only inside the house then you know who is
in charge.
Then you are.
It's a reflection of Radha Krishna's masters.
That one German philosopher that came to India, when he said he realized that Krishna is the Supreme Lord because he has nothing to do. He's just playing the flute.
Yeah.
And Radharani taught him how to play that flute.
He said.
No, he didn't say, but we know. He didn't know the tattva at all. But he could see that the Supreme Person doesn't have any work. They don't work. He's wearing the crown as the Supreme Lord. And she put that on him. She's actually the Supreme Controller.
Yeah. And Ramachandra and other gods, they have a bow and arrow
and
everything. Durga,
they have weapons.
Shiva, everyone has its own weapons.
Radharani has a sidelong glance. Yeah, no weapons.
And beauty. She is the topmost. This Panchatattva is coming.
Yeah. But beauty is the Angi. And all the other qualities are Anga. Limbs. And Krishna's bewildered by her. So. Christianity still exists in this world because of Mary. All the other branches of Christianity that leave her out are killing the religion. They're killing the religion. You see this. They're killing it.
Mother Mani.
Yeah. Her, like Lord Brahma's telling, the senses of the people of Braj help us to know you.
Mm.
Otherwise, we can't know you.
Mother Mary's helping, senses of Mother Mary.
Krishna is called Yashoda Nandan. You have to go through the mother.
Yes. How because they don't accept in Christian philosophy the conjugal love.
Yeah, yeah. But Srila Bhakti Thakur said, if Christians hear about conjugal love, they will be immediately attracted.
Yes. Because if anything they're missing, this is missing.
This is missing, yeah. Well, that wasn't in Jesus. That's not his Ras. Not his Swarup. That Bob is not there in him. So he couldn't give it. He has mother and father.
Mother and father.
Yeah?
There is one Catholic nun in Sweden. They give the she had some revelations that one priest wrote down. It's like a big book, these revelations. And I think she has
every nun in the Catholic Church sees Jesus as their husband. Every nun. She is their bride. It's the teaching of Christianity. The church is the bride.
Yeah, the church is
the bride, yeah. And every nun sees a conjugal connection.
And she's part of the church.
But it's very different from the Parakeet of Baba Braj. This is more like
Sakya Bhav.
Sakya. Not Parakeet. Sakya. You see the conjugal mood is there. That's why Mary Magdalena was a very controversial personality because, you know, her connection with Jesus confused a lot of people.
But Krishna, Radhika, make crystal clear.
But why they have this with Jesus, not with Jesus' father?
Yeah, yeah. This is the mood he gave. You can only, like Lord Brahma says, through the senses of the people. So they came in contact with him. They didn't get anybody else. They had him. So whatever he has, he could give. He gave what he has. He didn't get other rasas. Because others didn't come. He said, I have come from the Father. Others didn't come from the Father. They were into the religion, Judaism. But he was coming from the Father, which is beyond Judaism. And so they got a transcendental move from him. The other rasas didn't come because that's not in his heart. That's not his swarup. This is his ras. So that's the ras they got. That whole religion is based on that one ras, which is more like Dwarka in our eyes. But the Braj move, because Jesus didn't talk about God in with sweetness. But still, everything about God is sweet anyway. You know, he's supreme. So much awe and reverence was there in his mood. But love is also there. So it's sweet. Love is sweet, but not like Raj, you know, where the sweetness is so great that they forget that he's God. That's just beyond the realm of Christian theology.
And mother also forget that he's my son is God.
Oh, she didn't have that mood at all.
No.
She stayed because he's my son.
Our boys also not believe this.
Yeah, yeah. John, the one, the disciple of Jesus, they call him the one that Jesus loved, because he always, Jesus kept him, he was always embracing him, constantly embracing John. You see in Da Vinci's painting of the Last Supper. So because they were friends, friendship mood that John and Jesus had together. There's motherly mood and friendship mood. The associates of Jesus were showing Ross that Jesus himself wasn't giving. He wasn't preaching that. His associates had that with him, but he wasn't preaching that. He was giving the awe and reverence of Narayan to them.
Because
he said, I have many things to tell you, but you're not ready. But you see in his followers a very intimate connection, his associates. Lord Brahma, very intelligent, most intelligent person. And he saw this. He said to Krishna, by the senses of your people, Brahma, we can know your sweetness. Otherwise, we cannot, because we only control mind and senses. But their mind and senses are beyond our control. They're transcendental. So with Mary, John, and all those who were very close to him, John and Mary were closer to Jesus than Peter or anyone else. None of them were as close as them. Mary Magdalena, Mother Mary, John, all those who were present at the crucifixion and at the resurrection, these are the intimate associates of him.
So they came with their own brass. And why they had it with Jesus?
Because he accepted them in an intimate connection. What does that mean? It's very interesting, because this is not Braj, it's not that intimate, but very close. In Vaikuntha, in the third canto of the Bhagavatam, third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is described there. Prabhupada writes in his commentary that all the residents of Vaikuntha have sweethearts. They have a lover, they have a sweetheart. And they together, they go see the Lord. Every day they go to it together. Come on, darling. And they get into their flower airplane, whatever, and they go to see Narayan. It's described, the third canto. They have sweethearts. So Jesus had his sweethearts. Mother, Mary Magdalena, John. They're sweethearts. Not like we might see it materially, because it's spiritual. Huh? It's pure. There's no mundane influence there. So they were with him. They were his associates of Jesus. And this is why the Church of Rome is supreme. Of all the Christian churches, the Church of Rome is supreme. Because that is what they base their religion on the associates of Jesus. Their whole faith is based on the associates of Jesus. And all the other Protestants and churches are drifting away. Because they don't respect them. They won't associate with them. They think it's ordinary. It's just human. They can't see that they were dear to Jesus because of their spiritual mood that he accepted.
Huh? And he relished.
He relished so much.
The mood.
Yeah.
But in the name of God, nobody understands.
Oh. You see, everywhere in Italy and throughout Catholic Europe, you see all these statues and paintings of Mary with Jesus as a baby, even his crucified body in her lap, Pietà, it's called. You see this everywhere, this motherly affection and love of God. And the Russian Orthodox, the Greek Orthodox, they still accepted Mary, but they started drifting away. They call themselves Orthodox, but they were drifting into the Vidhi. Greeks and Russians love Vidhi, I'm just saying. They love rules and regulations. If you look at the Greek Orthodox and Russian Orthodox, and I lived in their monastery, I was a member of that religion for a couple of years. You see the rules and regulations. You see when you see the Orthodox Christians who become Vaishnavas, how they bring this with them, this Orthodoxy. That's why Ala Radhakund wears Orthodox Gaudiya Vaishnavas. You see a lot of Russians. They love this vidhi. Huh? But if you see that, like in Bhava, you see just completely absorbed in Manjari Bhav, and he's always talking about the associates, and serving them. It's a whole different thing. But we bring our baggage with us, you know.
But in Radha Kund, many are in this mood, what you say.
Vidhi, yeah.
Vidhi.
Oh, yeah, it's frustrating. Very frustrating. You know, Baba tells us, just hear Radha Krishna Lila Katha, and everything is perfect. This is the process. The main element of our sadhana is Radha Krishna Lila Katha, that which is full of the mood. That's it. It's said in Shastra, Srila Vishnu Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, everyone's speaking like this. Lila Smarta, Lila Smarta. Hmm? But the mood, it's mood, it's not the technical remembrance of the Lila at certain times. Because you see, people are more concerned with the dandat mika, what's happening at every fragment of the day, rather than the mood in the Lila. They want to remember the Lila without the mood of the Lila. And for me, that's, I don't need that. It's too complicated anyway. Baba says, if you have the mood, the Lila will automatically come in your heart. And you see, Raghunandas Goswami has a vision, and then it breaks, and he prays again. And then again, Radharani is merciful, and the vision appears again. You can't control it. We have no control over their Lila. I can't make their Lila appear in my heart just because I memorized it. And they hate, I'll tell you, they hate when you say that the Lila in the Granta will never happen again. Because every pastime is unique and different. It happened like that. That's how the vision was. And they describe it. And it won't happen again like that.
It was one day.
It won't happen again like that. You have to follow the mood. If you have the mood, then no matter where the Lila goes, you go with it. It's a flow. It's a flow. It's the river. You have to get in the flow. Huh? If you're standing on the bank watching the flow, you can describe the flow very nicely. It's going right by you. But you're not in the flow. You're not in the river. You're on the bank looking at the river. Get in the river, for God's sake. Jump. Raghunandas Goswami says, I'm going into the river. I'm in the river. So, and he grabs us on the bank and pulls us in. That's what's so scary. Everyone gets nervous. Oh, only Radha Krishna Lila Katha? Nothing else? Yes, only that. There's our process. And then, and we're afraid of that. Oh, I'm not qualified. Raghunandas Goswami didn't ask you that. He's not asking. Radharani's not asking. Mahaprabhu's not asking. Nobody's asking what you're arguing for. But you know, you've been in our classes. You hear this again and again and again. Oh, we're not qualified. We're not qualified. Who cares? No, of course we're not qualified. We were born in Kali Yuga. But these are persons who are giving us the topmost thing. And they can do this irregardless of our qualification. That's why Lord Brahma says, for the senses of your people, of your associates in Braj, we can understand your sweetness. Now, no one in the universe is more qualified than Lord Brahma. Nobody is more qualified than Lord Brahma. If there's no jiva qualified to take that post, the Lord takes it himself. That's how great Brahma is. The only person smarter than him is God. Yeah? And he's telling that your people in Braj, doing all kinds of things in their villages and cows, seemingly ordinary, completely low class compared to Dwarka and Vaikuntha, it looks simple and low class in mood. They know your sweetness. And all the demigods and everyone realizes that his sweetness is the relish of the thing. can't get any clearer. It's so simple.
Radhe, Radhe, Govind.